The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the one-hour express service.
Triple M.
Siren goes. Port win it by 17 points. 14-12-96 over the Bulldogs. 11-13-79 at Mars Stadium in Ballarat.
A deserved hard-fought win in the end to Port Adelaide. 14-12-96, defeating a gallant, brave, but disappointed Bulldog outfit. 11-13-79.
Ah, yes, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Dead Set Legends. Oh, they'd be happy at Alberton this morning. Happy at Alberton today. Big party time. The old power into the finals for the first time in 3 years. That was a gutsy win. Look, hope you can stay with us. Welcome to Dead Set Legends on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. And I tell you what an unbelievable finish to the season. Great finish to the season. I defy anybody to tell me who's going to play who in the first week of the finals. We're talking about great things. Let me welcome Andrew Newton-Jarmer to the program. Good morning, Jars.
G'day, KG. G'day, Adelaide. Good to see you're up and about for a change. So love your energy. You're up and about. It's good. Good signs. Your eyes are glowing. Your cheeks are all red. And you're that excited.
I think I'll go home. I'm a bit worried about you. Hey, but seriously, in all your time of watching AFL footy, have you ever seen a more intriguing finish to a season? This is unbelievable. Fair dinkum.
It's had everything, has it? The AFL ladder, KG, and obviously Friday night with the Crows going down. You got GWS, and then you got Sydney, Richmond today. Very important game for them. If they don't win today, KG, against Fremantle, they may not play in the top four.
There you go.
Port Adelaide. Well, that was a real good win yesterday.
Gutsy win.
That's the perfect word for it. Yep. Tommy Jonas, what are you doing, Tom?
Undisciplined
Tommy boy. He's a very important player in that side, and he may get weeks.
He's their best defender.
Jeepers, are you thinking, boy?
Jeez, talk about being pumped up. Fair dinkum.
I'm ready.
You're alive.
I'm a raging animal at the moment. Who's on the show, George?
Look, we've got a big, big program. We're going to talk to the Italian stallion.
Oh, dear.
The Italian stallion.
And that is
Dominic Cassisi.
Yeah, he'd be very happy this morning.
Yeah, Dom would be absolutely delighted. We'll talk to Matty Loken. What about that?
Shot themselves in the foot.
Matty Loken is the coach of the Glenelg Football Club. Haven't played finals since 2011. They played North Adelaide yesterday, the bottom side. Yeah. And in the first quarter, North Adelaide kicked seven goals to nothing. What's between the ears of some of these Glenelg players?
We'll ask Matty. He'd be feeling grumpy this morning, young Matty.
I don't blame him. He's a good bloke. And we'll talk to Greg Blewett about the fact that the Australian team's off to Bangladesh and Bluey's back home.
Nice.
Bluey is back home. So, look, it's a big program.
Come on, mate.
You can be a part of it. Phone lines are there. 133353. Is it? But I'm a bit toey, Jars. I'll come back and say. I'm a bit toey.
Okay.
I'm a bit nervous.
You are a bit nervous about.
I don't want one thing to happen. Okay. If it happens, I'll be absolutely shattered.
And Sean, you're back on deck.
Back on deck. I'm ready.
Where have you been?
A few days of mental health days. 10-cent legends on Triple M.
Well, now look.
What's wrong? What's upset you?
Well, look, I've got a bit of a beef. There's a distinct possibility that come the first week of the finals, if games go according to as they may go, the Crows will play. This is not a laughing matter.
I think it's exciting.
No, don't laugh.
Okay.
The Crows will play Port Adelaide.
The Crows
Will starting to irritate me, Sean.
The Crows will play Port Adelaide.
Will play Port Adelaide in the first week of the finals at Adelaide Oval. Now, I asked the question. Crows finish top. There's no advantage.
No,
there's no advantage.
Where are you going with this?
You're supposed to get the home ground advantage, finishing minor premiers. It's Port Adelaide's home ground as well. They finish fourth. They play at Adelaide, and we get no advantage.
How exciting is that if that does occur?
Absolute nonsense.
How exciting for South Australian football?
No, I don't want that.
If that does happen.
Why do I want it?
Why don't you want it?
Well, one side's going to lose,
obviously.
It's not
about you. It's about how the two clubs
I'm telling you how I feel. I don't want one of the sides to then get kicked out and go to a bloody elimination final.
So you're saying if Port get in, then the Crows lose the home ground advantage, and that's not right in your eyes?
No, it's not right. But what advantage do Adelaide get?
Pardon?
What advantage do they get?
Port Adelaide?
No.
They get the same advantage as the Adelaide Crows because it's their home ground.
But that's the point I'm saying
here. But that's why it's exciting for AFL football and exciting for South Australian football.
So Crows...
That's rubbish about home ground advantage.
Oh.
It's overrated. That is overrated in football.
I would much rather see Adelaide play Richmond at Adelaide. Oh, and therefore Adelaide do get the advantage and reward for finishing minor premiers.
So Port Adelaide, they win, beat the Gold Coast Suns next week. Richmond say if they lose either today against Fremantle
or next week
against Sydney Swans, St Kilda.
A distinct possibility.
Port Adelaide get in the top four.
And they play Adelaide.
So what's wrong with that?
What's
your beef about that?
Well, you're not listening to
because
me.
Because it's a home, what? They take away their home ground advantage, the Adelaide Crows? Whoopee-doo!
We get no reward.
It's no different when the Crows have to go and play Richmond, the MCG, or Hawthorn, or even one of the Essendon next week. No different.
If you finish,
no different. So what?
If you let me. Gee whiz, fair dinkum.
Oh, that's just ridiculous what you just said.
No, you're supposed to be rewarded for finishing minor premiers.
Yeah, that's good. But then it's a whole new ball game. Finals starts fresh. It's a whole new season for come final football.
Well, I'm not
so
happy.
So that home ground advantage is a load of rot.
Oh,
absolute rot.
So you don't want to play Richmond here at Adelaide Oval?
Yeah, why? Well, I don't care where we play Richmond. As long as you win the game, it doesn't matter. And it's
obviously
even better when you beat them on a neutral ground.
I would much rather see Richmond have to travel to Adelaide and play Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval rather than play Port Adelaide, who just get out of bed at the same time as the Crows players. No travel. Go straight to the Adelaide Oval where they've played most of their footy. Adelaide don't get reward for finishing minor premiers. That's what I'm saying. And I'm angry about it. I'm disappointed.
Tony Williams on the Twitter family said, dead set sook, KG. I thought you were the better team.
Well, it doesn't
Twitter family's
matter.
Popped up already,
I'm
mate.
Saying,
they're whacking you already.
I'm saying that they should get rewarded for finishing minor premiers.
I think it'd be sensational if that does happen.
Well,
a showdown final.
Really, I don't care.
All right, 50-50 split with the tickets. Brilliant. What an atmosphere.
133-53, folks. Give us a call.
So who has a home ground advantage in this studio?
What do you mean?
Well,
we're both born and bred in bloody Adelaide.
There you go.
What ridiculous
great logic.
That's logic gone bloody stupid. Honestly. That's out the window.
I'm a bit tired this morning.
133-53, folks. Right. Did you agree with me or not? There's no reward if we play Port in the final. And what's more, I'll say this.
Yep.
If that happens, and it's a distinct possibility, Port Adelaide should not be able to play their song, You'll Never Tear Us Apart, and we should get a larger slice of the... Of the attendance.
Well, it's the AFL game. So
I don't
AFL.
So the AFL should say to Port Adelaide, it's Adelaide finished minor premiers, you can't play your song.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
No, it's not
harsh.
Say
Port Adelaide beat us after the game.
Well, then
they can play this song.
They can play it after.
But you don't want Never Tear Us Apart before the game.
No, not at all.
Because it's the Crows.
Well, it's Crows got no advantage.
That's a good question. I'll have to find out about that.
133-53 is our number.
Let's go to Shane of Salisbury East. G'day, Shane.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Please help me, mate. Please help me.
Oh, crybaby. Come on, mate. And so, first things first, I'll get something off my chest, right? Say you play Crows Port first up. You guys win through and Richmond pulls the Bulldogs and makes the grand final out of an elimination. Are you going to sook that as played at the MCG?
Yeah, are you, Cage?
No, because we know that the grand final is played at the MCG.
Yeah, and but you know that if you both play each other in the finals, it's got to be at Adelaide Oval. And as for the No Never Tear Us Apart, you're the same mob that covered up the Jeff Motley race as well at the start there. While Port Adelaide's happy to display the Crows' history and acknowledge your champion.
No one agreed with that at all.
Why did they cover that up? What did the Crows?
Well, it was just stupid on the Crows. Absolutely
I agree.
Stupid. But hang on, Shane. If you finish minor premiers, you're supposed to get the advantage. We got no advantage here.
You just earned yourself a double chance. You're going to get the play at Adelaide.
What advantage have we got over Port Adelaide? You've got the double chance. You're playing the game at Adelaide Oval. What advantage is there to Adelaide?
Because, Because we both earned it, mate.
Well, and we earned the minor premiership.
And so you did, so you should be the better team anyway, shouldn't you?
Oh, that's another issue.
But hold on, mate. You're factoring in that you've come top yet.
Well, I'm saying if that unfolds...
So next week's a walk in the park, is it?
If that unfolds, I don't think there's any advantage to Adelaide, and you can't disagree with that.
Well, maybe you should finish second.
We don't want to finish second.
Well, then what's your issue, mate? You can't have a phone.
I'm trying to work out what is the issue here, because and I think it'd be great if we have a showdown final in our city. Great for South Australian football.
Right, yeah, really, you just beat us by 15 goals. You should be praying for it, mate. Or are you a little bit scared of Port Adelaide?
Not at all.
You want Richmond because you want Richmond because you've seen what we've done to them a couple of years ago. You're a little bit worried that Port will be a bit too up and about for you.
Oh, in your dreams.
Shane, I've got to have a prize for Shane, please, Sean.
Absolutely. Royal Very Show Family Pass.
Beautiful.
Congratulations, double pass the Royal Adelaide Show. Pre-purchase a ticket, save up to 15% when compared to gate prices.
Thank you, Shane. Thanks for your call.
Andrew of Parafield Gardens. G'day, Andy.
No,
where's he gone, Sean?
He's back.
Andrew, g'day, mate.
Yeah, how are you going?
Good,
yeah, look, I reckon if the Crows finish top, I believe they do get a higher allocation of tickets to their members.
Good.
And I did read in the paper they do get to control the match day experience.
Right.
So they will get
their
advantage.
So does that mean the Port can't play their song?
That's right. That's what I read. And if Port, when Port have their home final, whenever that is, then they'll get to play their song.
Good.
Good on you, Andrew. Prize, please, Sean.
All right. How about a double pass to the FFA Cup clash, Adelaide United Melbourne victory? Tickets are selling fast for this. The member pre-sale for the FFA Cup Wednesday between Adelaide United and Melbourne victory, Marden Sports Complex. But you've got two tickets. You don't have to buy them. All done.
Good on you, Andy. Nathan of Woodcroft. G'day, mate.
Oh, g'day, lads. How you going?
KG. Where is he?
KG. Wake up to yourself, son. Come on, Jars.
Why?
Sort him out.
Why?
Well, come on. You're missing the point, mate.
What's the point?
I thought you were a strong South Australian.
I am. But when
wouldn't you want your two sides playing at the same time at your favourite ground?
Nathan.
Jars said if this happens, he'll even walk across the bridge with his new wig on.
No, I didn't say anything. I got no bets.
Oh, come on.
Nathan, all I'm saying is that under the guidelines of the AFL, finishing minor premiers, you should get some reward for that. Adelaide's getting no reward if Port Adelaide finish fourth. Adelaide and Port Adelaide play at the Adelaide
Oval. Who do you barrack for, Nath?
I'm actually a Pies supporter, and I'd like to know, well, how do the Victorians been handling
this? I don't give
this?
A stuff about the Victorians.
Oh, no.
Well, what about the MCG when two Victorian clubs have to play at
well,
the MCG?
Well, who cares? Whoopee-doo.
Whoopee-doo? Well, you're going to get off your high
the
horse.
The home ground advantage is overrated.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's overrated. It always has been in my eyes.
You still have your Black Crows flying around on the screens before the game if you happen to get there?
Look. Don't tell me.
Get on your nose.
You would much rather play, say, a Richmond at Adelaide than a Richmond at the MCG.
You know what? I'd rather play Richmond at the MCG because that's where the grand final's played.
The more
you play on that venue, the better.
You are with the fairies too.
Scotty of Snowtown. G'day, Scotty boy.
How you going, mate?
Good.
Hey, I'm just thinking, what happens when Geelong play, say, Essendon or Melbourne this year? They lose their home ground advantage.
Hang on. There's every chance that if Geelong finish higher, that they'll play at Simmons Stadium.
Oh, you're saying that they'll only play Essendon, they'll get 85,000.
They won't play that final there. If they play Essendon, they'll try and schedule that at the MCG. Well,
I think you'll find the AFL is strongly considering that if Geelong finished second or wherever, they'll play their first final at Simmons Stadium.
What does it hold? What does it hold?
33,000.
Well, it doesn't matter what.
33,000.
This is my point. Wrong. This is the point I'm making. Geelong will get the home advantage. They should have played at Simmons Stadium, the MCG. This is the thing. That's the point I'm making. Now put that in your pipe and smoke.
Good on you, Scotty. Ryan of Glengowrie. G'day, Ryan.
Yeah, morning, Jars and KG. KG, I just wanted to look at the big picture. Correct me if I'm wrong, if Adelaide and the Crows play each other first up early in the finals, doesn't that put them on opposite sides of the draw? So we can have a fantastic spectacle in the first week of the finals, then the possibility of a Port and Crows grand final and stick it up to Victorians so we can have our cake and eat it too.
Yeah, and if that happens, then either Port or Crows will go to elimination final with every chance of getting knocked out. Every chance of getting knocked, rock and rolled. All I'm saying in this issue and I'll compare it to Geelong. The AFL are considering allowing Geelong, if they finish high on the premiership, to play their final at the Simmons Stadium. Adelaide get no advantage, and I'm not being stupid. Adelaide get no advantage by playing. If it comes down to Adelaide playing Port, they get no advantage because Adelaide Oval is Port's home. Look, great news in the past couple of weeks, Jars, is the fact that Greg Blewett, a great South Australian and a wonderful player for South Australia and Australia, cricket-wise, has been appointed as part of the Redbacks coaching squad, if you like. And that is a great appointment. He's a South Australian boy. Mm. We're on the verge. We've been in the last two finals. But good news for Bluey as we welcome Greg Blewett to the program. Bluey, welcome to the show.
Good morning, lads.
Yeah, Bluey, look, first of all, congratulations. And how do you feel about joining the Redbacks?
Oh, I'm over the moon, KG. I've been working on it for a little while. I've been keeping in contact with Tim Nielsen and trying to, I suppose, work my way home.
Yep.
I sort of mainly came home due to family reasons. Just my little boys and Taylor and my wife are slugging out here in Adelaide while I'm jet setting around the world. So it's time to be a bit of a family man and give a little bit back there. But also, just to get back into the Redback system, I've been following their progress, ever since I've retired, and it's good to see them in a pretty good place. So I've come into a squad that's functioning very well, and we've got some great talent around the place, so it's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Bluey, how are we going to win a Shield final? We've been close. We've been teasing the competition for a few years now. What do they need to do to go that next step?
Oh, Jazz, I think we just I love the brand in which we play. We play a really aggressive style.
Yep.
I just think at times we probably don't. We're just not flexible enough at times. Yep. And that's from looking on. You know, I haven't seen a lot of cricket. I've been away with the Australian cricket team, of course, but just sort of, obviously following the scores and talking to some players that come into the Australian squad that. The guys go really hard, and I just think with a little bit of experience, I think the guys are just going to be handle some tricky situations that come up at different points of the game. So, obviously I'm not going to try and change any way that the guys play, but I just think if we can start talking about the way the game is played and different sort of situations, I think the guys will just keep improving. You know, we're a really young squad, so I just think it's a bit of experience maybe.
So, Bluey, what will be your main role? You'll also work with the under-19s, as I understand it. So what other roles will you play within the SACA?
Yeah, well, Johnny Palmer, who's one of my ex-teammates at Kensington, myself and him are in charge of the state under-19s.
Yep,
so we've got
good.
A carnival coming up at the start of December, which will be really exciting. And then, just helping out with the Redbacks, mainly batting-wise. So I'm at all the skill sessions with them. And then I'm assistant at the Strikers as well with Joey Dawes and, of course, Jason Gillespie.
Oh, so, fantastic to see the South Australian boys getting involved. This is fantastic, Jars.
Hey, Bluey, how close is Alex Carey to be coming to play for Australia as a wicketkeeper? Because he's got a lot of talent. I think he's a better keeper than Wade.
Yeah, he's very close, I think, Jars. So, obviously the keepers that have been given their chance at the start of the summer have got to be on their toes because his name's been thrown around quite a lot.
Good.
So I know he was disappointed to have missed out on the Australia A Tour to South Africa, got caught up with all the stuff going on between the Players Association and Cricket Australia. So, that was disappointing, but he just needs to start the season well and keep putting pressure on the guys that are above him.
And, Blue, you've been, as you said, with the Australian cricket team, so to leave them would have been a big call, but it's great to have you home. How do you see the Bangladesh two test matches coming along with Australia?
Well, hopefully it doesn't rain too much, KG, because I've been looking at the forecast over there.
Monsoons.
It's not a great time of the year to be going there, but I think the guys prepared really well in Darwin. We were up there for about a week, and the guys were absolutely cooked when they left, which is what we wanted because we thought that we might get a little bit of weather over there. But I think if we can continue on what we learned in India, where we started that series really well and probably just fell off the pace towards the end, but I think we learned a hell of a lot, and we've got a pretty similar squad that went there. So I think we'll go well. Bangladesh are an improving side, and of course at home, a lot of sides are quite strong. So we're going to have to play well, but I'm sure the boys will do well over there.
Beautiful. Bluey.
Good on you, champ.
Congratulations. Great to have you home. You're a South Australian through and through, and we look forward to an exciting time with SA, hopefully winning their first Sheffield Shield. Good on you, Bluey. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, lad. Thanks for having me.
Greg Blewett. That's a great appointment.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We need to win it, Cage.
We'll win the Shield this year.
All right.
Well, get honest, Jars. I'm giving you the strong form.
Adelaide Crows fans don't forget too easily, do they? Friday night, Kirk Tippett. That was booing him.
That was childish.
Well, what?
Childish.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, fair.
Nothing. Dear. So you thought it was childish, the Adelaide Crows fans booing him when he only had 14 touches.
Absolutely.
And he's on $800,000 a year.
Why boo him? That just gives
him. He walked out on the footy club, George.
Well, that I understand that. That's gone. That's history.
Yeah, I understand that.
We made our point. But to go there and hear every time I got near the ball, and it wasn't that often, I must confess, the crowd booing him was absolutely ridiculous.
Actually, I enjoyed it.
Running through the middle, Parker kicked it, Tippett. The crowd don't like him and they'll enjoy this. Keith has pushed him off the ball.
That's ridiculous.
Good. No. That's good.
So you like to see when Buckley played for Collingwood, he was being booed?
Yeah, good. Oh. I used to get booed all the time over there.
I wouldn't waste my voice. I would much rather vent my support for the Crow by singing out go.
But don't call the Crows fans childish because they're allowed to boo. They're allowed to boo anyone.
They are childish. Childish behaviour.
No, it's not.
Waste of space, waste of breath.
Oh, you're
cheap. Absolutely.
You're serious, aren't you?
It's a waste of space.
No, it's not. It's good. It's a good part of the game.
It's nothing new. We see it every time when a player goes to another club, when he plays back home.
Because he walked out on the football club. That's why we haven't forgotten.
No one was more angry about that than me. I vented my spleen over that.
And you carried on when we played Geelong a month ago. You carried on about that and him being booed.
Well, that's
nothing wrong with that.
That's even worse because in my view, he's a champion. And you don't boo champions.
I'll tell you one bloke they didn't boo.
Who's
Buddy
that?
Franklin.
Well, that goal. Well, there you go. Do you see Hawthorn fans booing him?
Yeah.
Oh, rubbish.
Hawthorn fans booed Buddy Franklin.
Oh, rubbish.
Hey, that, not long ago. I was watching it on
absolutely
TV.
Absolutely ridiculous.
But how's that goal? What about that goal?
Well, he was a champion. There's no two ways about it, but that's ridiculous.
133.53. Is it childish that we booed?
So you enjoyed it.
I loved it.
Oh,
that was great.
No, I loved it as well.
Give us a call.
It's good theatre.
Give us a call.
He's going back to Buddy.
KG's called you childish, Crows fans, for booing Kirk Tippett, who walked out on the footy club and only had 14 touches. He's on $800,000 a game.
Well, he got what he deserved. Friday night, the booing of Kirk Tippett. I thought
it was childish by the Adelaide Crows.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't. I thought that's just part of the game.
Absolutely childish.
And yeah, I think the crowd were.
He got what he deserved.
Yeah,
he can't get a game.
No, we can't get a kick.
Can't get a kick. So leave it at that.
Let's go to Gary of Hillbank. G'day, Gaz.
Hey, boys. How are we going?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, nah, mate. KG, I disagree with you, mate. I booed my heart out on Friday night to Kurt Tippett because, on one hand, he said that he was homesick.
Yep.
He was going up to Queensland.
Yep.
And then
yep.
Next minute, signs a multi-million-dollar deal with Sydney. Mm. Bugger off. Like, in contrast, look at Patrick Dangerfield.
Yep.
He went home, started a family. You know, he signed a couple of contracts.
Yep.
He's done his time. And I cheer for him because he's still my favourite bloody player.
Yeah, Gary, your point is valid, and I totally and utterly agree with you with Dangerfield, but I wouldn't waste my breath blowing Kurt Tippett. He's got what he deserved. He told his mates within the club, the players.
He walked out on the club.
That's exactly
right.
He was
deceitful, so he cops everything that comes his way when he comes to Adelaide and plays against us.
He's got what he deserves.
Be honest. Be up front. That's what we ask.
He can't get a game. I agree.
Paul of Gore, you agree that now you've...
No, I agree what he did was wrong, utterly.
Paul of Gore-East, g'day, mate.
How you going, fellas?
Good.
First off, you sound a bit stressed today, KG. Just take a few deep breaths. Get a bit of that calming energy from the universe. I think booing's been a part of the game for over 100 years.
Yeah.
And Kurt Tippett, you know, he was childish the way he just SMS'd. See you later, fellas.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't agree with that part of it.
Yeah, but booing's nothing. As long as you're not swearing or throwing racial taunts or being disrespectful, bit of booing's great and footy. It adds character to the game.
I personally would not waste my time.
Good on you, Paul. Harold of Pennington. G'day, Harold.
G'day, how you going?
Good, Harold.
Yeah, just ring up about the booing other players. I want to ask Jars about 97 SNFL Grand Final when Norwood won the premiership fairly easy.
Yeah.
And ran past the Puello Cheer Squad. We all stood up and gave them a standing ovation.
because, you know, that's a sign of respect.
Yeah, that was Footy Park back in 97. We won by 83 points.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was. So, yeah, okay, don't agree with booing, but you just want to show some respect. So you didn't agree what the Crows did Friday night to tip it?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. You know, whatever the players are on, whatever, you know, these players do a pretty hard job. You've played it, you know what it's like, what you have to do. So, bit of respect for people, you know. As KG said, why waste your time booing? It's a waste of breath.
Exactly right, Harold. And he's got his just desserts. So.
Good on you, Harold. Appreciate your call. Chippo of Anglevale. G'day, Chippo.
Hey, boys. There you go. Now, I'm going to stir the pot.
Yep.
The thing is, why isn't it racist? There we go. What? It's just because of the colour. Oh, look, you know, I'm part Aboriginal, you know. And the thing is, when they booed
Adam Goods,
Ryder and Adam Goods,
it
was racist. So what's going on here? Is it his colour of his skin, or is it just booing? Because we are booing because he, you know, I'm a Port Adelaide fan. He walked out in the club. But, you know, why isn't it racist?
Well, that's an interesting point, Chippo, but. They booed him, from my point of view, because he left the club under the circumstances in which he did. That's why they vented their anger with him on Friday night.
And why did they boo Adam Good? Because he stood up for something and people disagreed with him, so they booed him for that. So,
and then why did they boo Paddy Ryder? Why did the Essendon fans boo Paddy Ryder?
Well, because he walked out in the club. Well, he went away from the club as well, but they didn't like it, did they?
No. See, you know, Chibo, I'm with you. That's why this whole reaction, when you talk about Paddy Ryder, you wouldn't meet a player who's given more to the Port Adelaide Football Club and the circumstances he left Essendon.
Let him down. The Essendon Football Club let Paddy Ryder down,
he had every right
down,
to walk away. Yet he gets booed. Mm. You look at Patrick Dangerfield. He gets booed. Fair thing. Grow up and get a life.
Good on you, Chippo. What's this?
That's a good call, Chippo.
Yeah, it's a very good call. They're all good calls. Brenton Miller on the Twitter family said, and we're talking about Buddy's great goal.
Yeah, it was a good goal.
But Buddy should have been penalised for running too far.
Oh, nah.
Not applauded for kicking the goal, boys.
The chaser did
his job. Poor form.
Yeah. No, that's
14 steps it was. 14 steps.
But don't tell me you sat there and counted steps.
I rewound it and then counted them.
But you couldn't penalise that because that's just one of the great goals. That's one of the great moments of the game.
It got Brucey flustered.
Who?
Bruce McAvaney.
Didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He was that excited that I think he got too emotional at the end.
Have you got the hiccups, James?
No, that's Polo having a sleep. Polo's having a sleep and snoring.
So you better explain who Polo is.
He's our guide dog.
Beautiful dog. And he's got, he's snoring.
Can we take
it's
a photo?
He's a she.
Can we take a photo of you and Polo and put it up on Twitter?
No. Oh, I've got to ask Marion. She's in boss.
Who's boss of your house?
No, with the dogs. Marion's in charge of the dogs. So I sleep with them now downstairs to keep them comfy. Some good calls there, Cage.
Some brilliant stuff.
I love Chippo's call. Right. Good call.
Tommy Jonas under the spotlight in the next 10 minutes. Slam.
And we spoke about Port Adelaide's gutsy win over the Western Bulldogs at Ballarat, and we heard Kenny Hickey say how good it was to go to Ballarat. It was a good gutsy performance. They had some players carrying some sore spots.
They did play well.
But one incident in the game, I was watching it and I thought, well, really and truly, if you're brutally honest, it was done by Tommy Jonas. Mm. To hit young Dalhouse high. This is how Fox Sports saw the incident.
Well, it's off the ball. It's high. The impact was probably low, but it was high. So it was his shoulder. It looks bad. Probably from behind. You think maybe did his elbow hit him or his upper hand? Definitely shoulder hit him. So it comes down to that low impact.
Well, there you go. They're the boys from Fox Footy who called the game. And I must say, I reckon Tommy Jonas is Port Adelaide's best defender.
Correct.
The last thing they want to see is Tommy Jonas, as was the case last year when he got, six weeks, sitting on his backside in the grandstand, not being able to play. Now, he's got
a poor record. Reported by the umpire.
It's off the ball. It's high. Mm. Dalhouse was dazed. Admittedly, he came back on the ground. So, look.
Well, this is what Kenny Hinckley said on the incident.
I've seen him on the ground. Seriously, I'm happy to take your feedback, but I actually haven't seen it because, unfortunately, the vision wasn't super down the ground for us. So, knowing Tommy's history, I would have thought, in play, fair enough type of play, knowing Tommy blocking. As a defender, you do body check your players all the time. That's what you're supposed to do. I think Luke got up and played on was okay. So, you know, without seeing it, I suggest he'd be okay.
Well, it was off the ball. It was definitely his shoulder made contact with his head. He was dazed.
Okay. So, a week to go, their final start. What's he going to get?
I reckon he might get two there.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Well, it was off the. He had no need to do it. It was way off the ball. Yeah.
But like Kenny said, he was blocking. He was
he didn't need to block. The player was way away from the Port Adelaide.
Dale has got a target on his head.
Well, he must have. He got kicked in the head last week. Now he got the elbow, shoulder in the head.
Well, this is what Western Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge said about the incident, Cage.
So who knows? I mean, the MRP might say it differently, but from the way that the other results have gone, I'd imagine that that he may be okay.
Well, there you go. Well, Luke's got
to
say.
But then they're going to listen to the coaches.
No, he got
the match review panel don't care about that.
I reckon he might get two. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Well, we don't sit on the fence. Give us, you're hammering me with a call. What are you going to do about it?
Well, because of his poor record last year, I reckon get one.
One game?
Yeah.
Two down to one?
Probably.
Mm. I reckon he'll get two there. I reckon that they're dynamite, as we've seen on head-high tackles or head-high contact. They're dynamite. Mm. And I agree with Luke Beveridge. Who knows what the match review panel's going to do, which way they're going to jump.
Correct.
Give us a call, folks. Tommy Jonas, should he get suspended or should he get a fine or
a dumb
what?
Act.
Was undisciplined. 133-53.
Tommy.
Give us, and they can't afford him sitting on his backside. 133-53. Should he get suspended? Should it be a fine? Your views on the Tommy Jonas incident.
We're running a Twitter poll on this as well. At the moment, 17% say that he should get off. 30% say a fine. 37% say 1 to 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and
I reckon.
14% say three weeks.
Well, he can't get 3 weeks for that.
Head high tackles. Head high contact. That wasn't a tackle. Head-eye contact.
Shepherd,
they're dynamite on him.
3 weeks?
Well, I'll tell you. Tell you what, if he gets 3 weeks down to two, he won't play in the first final if Adelaide play Port at the Adelaide Oval.
Showdown final, which will be fantastic.
I beg your pardon. Tommy Jonas, of course, yesterday was in fact reported for high contact on Dale House. Will he hit him with his shoulder, head high? Now, will he get suspended? If he will, how long? Or is it just a fine? Give us your thought, folks. 133-53. That is our number. Go to it. And should that act, which was off the ball, cost Tommy Jonas a game in a major round? 133-53. That is our number. Give us a call.
Jason of Elizabeth. G'day, Jace.
How you going, guys?
Right. Is he in trouble?
No, I reckon it should be no more than a fine, guys. I see it week in, week out playing amateur league footy and in the SANFL.
Yeah.
Guys blocking a forward or midfielder's run. Dale House ran towards Jonas. Jonas stood his ground. Simple as that.
Yeah, but you can't hit him in the head.
Yeah, but don't forget there's a height difference between Jonas and Dale House.
But it's the same as a tackler. If you tackle a bloke and during the tackle his head hits the ground, you're in trouble. The same thing applies.
AG, you look at it yesterday.
I did.
Ebert tackles, sling tackles. The guy's head was protected by Ebert. There will be nothing said about it.
Well, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Jonas had no need to do what he did.
As a defender, you block your players.
Well, Jason, you do that at your own peril. If you hit him high, you're in trouble. That's what
didn't do that deliberately, though. That was just putting a block on.
No, you're missing my point.
No, I'm not missing your point. Kenny even said it when we just played that grab, that's what he tells his players. To body check.
Cry. But if you do that and hit the player high, you're responsible. The same in a tackle. If you tackle and take the player to the ground and he hits his head, you're in trouble. Simple as that.
Dale House got straight back up.
He was dazed.
Jonas's face.
He was dazed. Yeah. So you're saying a fine, Jace, no?
No more than a fine. Dale House continues the game without an issue. Only a fine.
All right. Righto. Good on you, Jason. Paul of West Beach. G'day, mate.
Hey, g'day, boys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Paul.
Is he in trouble?
Look, I reckon it's no more than a fine. Darehouse got up and played the rest of the game. He was just being a bit tough, and Darehouse was a bit soft.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
Hang on.
No, you can't say that. Pause there. You can't say Darehouse was soft. He got hit in the head. and he was dazed momentarily. Middle, he came back. But you can't say Dalhouse was soft.
Yeah, but not due for knocking out for 2 weeks. Well,
fine. I accept that part of it.
You're hanging him out to dry before he's even found guilty, mate. I reckon we should even start talking about Tex Walker with his shirt punch. He'd get a week if it was up to you.
Friday night.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
That's a good point.
Did he have a jumper punch? I must have missed that.
Texted, yeah.
Did he? Mm. Oh, well, hey, if he's done a jumper punch and the match...
It was an open palm, wasn't it?
Well, whatever. And the match review penalty, if there's a jumper punch, you know what...
Paul.
You know what comes your way, son?
Yeah, a week.
And if it's... What?
You get a week.
Well, if it's Tex and he did it, well, that's the name of the game.
Do you reckon Tex will get a week?
No, I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
He's struggling with fines at the moment, too. If he gets another fine, then
he's in trouble.
Yeah. He's on the edge.
In fact, if he does get a fine, Sean, I reckon he's out for 1 week.
Twitter family, Justin said, Western Bulldogs, possibly a fine, but you never know what the match review panel will do. And Stevie said, Western Bulldogs, even Doggies coach, said there was Beveridge. Nothing in incident.
Well, Luke Beveridge wasn't going to sink the bloke.
Now,
he?
We found the Italian Stallion of South Australia. We're going to talk to him about 11:30. Okay. He just texts back. So, obviously,
good on you, Dom. Go on,
he's obviously having a nice hot... let's talk to Port Adelaide champion Dom Cassisi, the great captain of the Port Adelaide Footy Club. Very good friend of ours here on Triple M. And they're obviously the main man around town in terms of the mafia. And Dom Cassisi joins us. G'day, Dominic.
G'day, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Dom. Now, nice intro, Jars.
Dom, Port Adelaide, 13-8, sitting fourth at the moment. What's impressed you about their season?
Oh, look, I think, the first 16 rounds, I reckon they played a pretty consistent brand of footy, apart from the Essendon game. I think the supporters were able to trust that they're going to go out there and play a consistent brand, and they're pretty strong around the contest. And then, obviously, it fell away pretty quick, but... And it's always hard to try and rekindle the form you had. But, obviously the game yesterday, that was a massive win. Yeah. With such a young team out there. So, mate, who knows what can happen leading into finals.
Dom, the thing that's impressed me with Port is the fact the way they've responded just recently over the last 2 or 3 weeks by being savaged by Adelaide, the way that they've come back and made their statement. That's been the... Because I thought they might struggle a bit after that, savaging it at the hands of Adelaide.
Yeah, look, that was obviously a real disappointment, but it's a pretty proud group, Cage, that want to try and would have wanted to try and make the most out of the season. They put some pretty good work in the first three quarters of the season. But I reckon if you think about Kenny and the coaches, I reckon they've been pretty brave with their selection the last few weeks, and
and
the boys responded. They've made a few tough calls. And yesterday they had 6 guys that had played less than 20 games, and to go and beat the Bulldogs, who are hungry to play finals as well, I don't reckon you can underestimate that. So, it looks as though the players were on edge again yesterday and were pretty hungry around the contest.
Dixon's form's very important. He's your barometer, isn't he? Do you still think you need another tall marking forward going into the finals, Dom?
Oh, look, it'd probably be handy. I mean, it's always handy if you've got 2 forwards that can... cause some grief for the opposition. 2 key forwards, 2 big forwards. So, but Marshall yesterday, I thought there's some good signs there. He was he moved around the ground pretty well, and he was putting a lot of pressure on. I thought on the Bulldog defenders, so he can grow from there. And but Charlie's been unbelievable. And you want your big guys to be physical and have a presence, and he's definitely doing that. So it's been a good get for the club.
Gee, it's amazing, Dom. It's not the fact that the marks and goals he kicks. It's just the fact that he's out there. Like, you see how big and strong he is, and you see the reaction from the opposition. He's just made his presence felt so strongly.
Yeah, he has. And, it's important. And I mentioned it before, if you think about the successful teams over the sort of... Oh, it goes back a long way, but the successful teams have always had key forwards that have a presence, or their big guys have a physical impact. If they haven't got the ball in their hands or not taking marks, they're still making other players, the opposition players sort of make sure they're looking over their shoulder when they're around the place. So,
Tommy Jonas, is he in trouble, Dom?
Nah. What for?
Well, Cage, you reckon you'll get 3 weeks?
Nah. Okay. Come on, Cage. Jesus.
Off the ball, Dominic. Head high.
Yeah, look, I know what the match review panel's like. Being a bit biased. Mate, who knows what's going to happen? Gee, when you see Redpath get 3 weeks.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah. So I might have to make a few calls to see if we can get him off. We'll see what we can do.
Just call him the Godfather, Dominic.
How you been? Are you missing radio, or you just don't really give a stuff about doing radio?
I miss radio. Yeah, I don't miss your grief, Jars, to be honest. But I miss Cage.
Hey, Dom, if you don't make the four, how far do you think, and being brutally honest, will Port Adelaide go?
Oh, mate, it's hard. Their best footy is good enough. Like it's.
You reckon it is?
I reckon, mate, their best footy, it's caused most teams a fair bit of grief. Like, you know, they can definitely get it, you know, go a fair way into it. You know, I think they'd at least look to be winning at least one final, and then to see how you go from there. But, you know, we think of where they've come from last year.
Oh, sensational.
And the turnaround. There's a lot of footy to be left, but there's a lot of footy left in the season. But it's been a fair turnaround. So
I just fear if they don't make a top four, that they it might not be what they want. I reckon that's just so vital that you have that double chance, Dominic.
Yeah. So we'll see how we go.
All right.
But how about your mob, Cage, at the moment?
Oh, they're flying.
Over the road?
Oh, they're flying.
Flying. Yeah, right. Now, what's acceptable from the Crows this year? What are you expecting, mate?
Grand final appearance.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
It's a grand final.
I made
final.
The point last week and everybody jumped That's, all over me.
No, nah, it's a grand
if
they
final. Don't what win was the, your point?
Well, if they don't win the flag this year, Dominic, it's a wasted year.
Mm.
Yeah, they're right in the window, aren't they?
Oh,
they
are. Two home finals. Goodness. Yeah. Win two one year, finals.
They're playing good
final.
Footy. It'll be, you'd have to think it'd be one that got slipped through the net if they didn't go all the way this
exactly
year.
Exactly right, Dom.
All right, mate. Thanks for chatting with us.
Mate. Call him the Godfather,
care,
son. Call him the Godfather.
See you, I've got to go, boys. I've got to make a few calls. All right.
See you.
Get Tommy Jonas off the hook. All right.
See ya. See ya, Dom.
See ya. That's ya.
Good boy. Just one issue that. That raised my sort of concerns is the brawl in Melbourne last week.
Under 15s.
Fair dig.
And the umpire
I saw vision of it.
Yeah.
Where they're just knocking people
what
over.
What are we doing?
Right, left, and centre. The umpire was attacked.
Yeah.
And that is a disgrace.
Why are parents ruining junior football?
Well, I have no. Look,
it's got to be. It's only a minority, isn't it?
Yeah, but a minority is still a problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's not the. You imagine those kids, how they would have felt under 15s, seeing people carry on like they carried on.
Yeah.
And they were throwing punches, Joe. I saw highlights on the TV. They just weren't pushing and shoving. They were throwing.
Wasn't it a 15, 16-year-old umpire as well?
I think it was a young umpire.
What a disgrace.
You know, there's a kid out there umpiring, giving his time, probably getting pittance for it, and then cops all that nonsense. But I don't know
so what
we
are
going
to do about
well, that's
it,
good, I'm about to say what the do you same do about thing. It? What do we do about it?
I know that there's measures in place. You know, each club has to present an official to keep control or crowd control and.
But it's obviously not working.
Well,
to a large degree.
How do you stop it?
Well, I don't know. It's where the stiffer pedal is.
They just go crazy, don't they? The devil gets inside them.
Who cares? As long as the kids are having a bit of fun.
It's about your kids.
Getting a bit of exercise.
Absolutely.
Enjoying the game. Making friends with their teammates. That's the most. That's what sport's about. Not seeing stupid, unruly parents run under the ground and try and punch each other senseless.
Life bans?
Oh, I would, without any hesitation, a life ban. Anybody found guilty of carrying on like some of those people did at that under 15 games deserve a life ban. But then how do you police it? That's the other issue that occurs. But fair dig, why?
I don't know why we go down that road. As parents.
But it's not just one thing that's raised its ugly head. It's now, for goodness sake. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And, to see spectators chase and assault an umpire who's giving his time to umpire for the kids is an absolute
joke. Well, that's
joke.
What Jossie Jenkins said on his Twitter feed, that spectators who chased and assaulted the umpires in the nothing short of utter disgrace, and I hope they see this tweet.
133.53. If you've got your thoughts as to what action we should be taken against these unruly and undisciplined parents, I know
we're coming up. We've got finals football around the corner in Adelaide now, so and that gets a bit fiery.
No doubt about that.
So we've got to make sure we're there for the right reasons. Yeah, Barry can support and have some fun. But
most importantly, it's
about your child having some fun on the footy. Of course it is. Not embarrassing yourself and your family by carrying on.
So what can we do, folks? 133353. What action should be taken against those parents who did what they did last week? It was honestly a diabolical situation. It was frightening, absolutely frightening. We're asking our Triple M family, looking at that brawl at an under-15 game of footy last week in Melbourne, which was diabolical, punches thrown everywhere, what action can we do to sort of alleviate this problem, which just keeps raising its ugly head, Jase?
Yeah, let's go to Pete of Happy Valley. G'day, Pete.
Oh, g'day, boys. I'm out of breath walking up a hill.
Well, Pete, you'll give us some common sense. You always do. What's your take on it?
Thank you. If I could just make a quick comment on this and then just one on your issue, KG. But just with this, one of the ways maybe would be get all parents to sign off at the beginning of the season on a behavioural agreement, you know, with all the junior sporting clubs or schools. And from time to time, if needed, you know, need be, just be reminded of what they signed off on. As far as behaviour goes.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Not at all.
And just with what your point was, Katie, with the lost advantage, look, I agree with you in sentiment, but maybe one other option would be that whoever finishes top of the ladder, because you might finish first and you might lose one game for the year, and the team that finishes second loses five, and there's no difference between the two. But maybe the team that finishes top gets to choose who they play, third or fourth.
Well, not a bad idea. It's different.
You're like putting some bing little.
Well, you've got to be rewarded for your consistent season. I don't mind that at all.
Good on you, Pete. Rebecca of Salisbury Downs. G'day, Rebecca.
Hey, how are you?
G'day, Rebecca.
I was involved in a football club. My kids were where something similar happened, but except it was between the coaches and the trainer of the football club. But I just automatically think the game should be called off straight away.
Yep.
Fines given out to the clubs, and that would be their final warning. Anything happens again, they're suspended for the entire season. Simple.
Yeah, I would dearly love to see the people charged with assault.
Yep.
You can't tolerate umpires being hurt. I'm a netball umpire.
Yep.
And no one would, like, with the association I'm with, that is just not tolerated at all. And I can tell you that player would be suspended.
Yeah, well, it's
good stuff, Rebecca.
Coaches or trainers, yeah, no
doubt. Gav of Fulham Gardens. G'day, Gav.
Hello, Jars. Hello, KG.
Hello,
are we?
Good, Gav.
That's good. Look, yeah, I'm with you. But if you give a ban or ban an adult from a footy game, how's that particular kid get to football?
Yeah, look, that's an issue. That's,
He's got to be able to get, he or she has got to be able to get to football, obviously. But if, I understand, I wouldn't, wouldn't want to be involved in anything like that.
Perhaps get a relative. If a parent's copped a life ban, perhaps a relative or another member of the family should step into that breach and take the young person, because the kid should not be penalised as a consequence. It's not his or her fault.
Good on you, Gav. We've got to keep moving. Tommy of Seaford Rise. G'day, Tom.
So you can't give them a life ban in some circumstances. If you really want to ping them, ping their kids too ban their kids and then let them front up to their kids every weekend and say, no, you can't play football for 6 weeks.
That'll hurt. Why should the kid?
Nah. Because of the parents have got to act accordingly. That's just to support.
But if officials and the parents will start behaving themselves, you see it in under sixes up, say up two now, it's getting bad. It's ridiculous.
In under six?
I've seen people shouting at kids too. It's ridiculous.
What's next?
We don't want to video games and video the crowd. We don't want to get to that stage, do we?
No, we don't.
You know what I mean? You don't want to go down that path.
I'd be concerned if a parent is banned, you ban the kid as well. I don't know whether that's the way to go.
It's getting out of control.
Oh, I know it is, but don't penalise the kid. That's the problem.
All right.
Anyway.
DSLQ&A is coming up next. Jars is excited. KG is nervous.
Nah, not a bit.
On Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
You don't have to answer that question.
It's Q&A.
I'll answer the question.
The big questions.
You want answers?
The straight answers.
I want the truth!
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Who's the better coach, Donnie Pike or Ken Hinckley?
Both on a par. both on a par.
Will Tom Jonas get suspended?
Yes.
Which Port player has disappointed you this year?
Probably Pittard. I think he's the one that's disappointed me. I thought after last year he would go ahead, but I think he's gone backwards.
Should SA boy Alex Carey be the next Aussie wicketkeeper?
Without a shadow of a doubt, he's the best keeper going around. Well, he should have gone to South Africa, and his time is just around the corner, and he can bat as well.
Who's the biggest media flog in football?
Biggest? Andrew Jarman.
Did the match view panel fail by letting Toby Green off?
No. Common sense prevailed for the first time. Issue a warning, give him a fine, and say if any player comes up before us again, bingo.
What will Neil Craig's legacy after 40 years in football be?
Well, he was quite successful with Adelaide, no doubt about that. Got him into a prelim final, I think it was. Perhaps didn't get the ultimate prize, but he had some effect.
Was
on
he a better coach? Or a better fitness coach?
Better fitness coach.
No, there you go. That's what you had to say.
Well, that's what you asked.
Which Crows player has disappointed you?
None. They've all been good. Wonderful year. Absolutely fantastic
but
year.
But off air, you said Charlie Cameron's struggling.
Well, you didn't rate his... No, he's struggling at the moment. I didn't say he disappointed me over the year.
But why didn't you say Charlie Cameron?
Because Charlie Cameron's at the moment not playing the brand of football.
Well, why didn't you say that? I just asked you, which Crows player has disappointed you? And you said none. Charlie Cameron.
Over the year they haven't. Just the last few weeks. Fair dick. Talk about being pedantic.
Would you give a homeless person CPR if they were dying?
Yeah, I would. Human
good,
beings.
I'm good, glad. I'm good.
Well, there you go. I human beings.
What were you in a previous life?
What was I in a previous life? Well, I don't even know what I am in this bloody life, let alone a previous one. Fair dinkum.
What were you in a previous life? Answer the question.
I would have been a wonderful lover, an Australian cricketer, an AFL footballer, and a top umpire.
Okay.
But more importantly, a lover. I'm not a fighter.
Should sports stars sign kids' autograph books?
Oh, most definitely. That's the one thing. That's the one thing that used to irk me when you see kids come up to Sheffield Shield players and they're saying, not now, son. I'd say, listen, you buffhead, sign the book. Takes you 1 second.
It's more selfies these days, isn't it? Not so much autograph books.
Would you pose nude for a senior citizen calendar to raise money for charity?
I wouldn't pose nude anywhere in my life because I'd embarrass too many people, too many men. I'd embarrass them. I'd put them to the sword.
Oh, what? You can't say sword on...
All right. Thank you for that.
The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the 1-hour express service.
Triple M.